Of course, yesterday was postponed due to Tropical Storm Isaac. And now that it is veering off to the west, the GOP will get things kicked off today. But still, the nation's focus and much of the media's attention is focused again on the Gulf Coast of the country, as well as in New Orleans. All eyes are there. Soledad O'Brien, she jumped out of the chair yesterday and to head there. Anderson Cooper there. So you sort of have this sort of split focus. And joining us this morning to find out what's happening in the Crescent City is the mayor himself, Mitchell Andrew. Mayor, good morning.
Hey, Brolin, good morning. Hey, Tom, how
hey,
are you?
Folks are obviously preparing there. You hear the conversations about the $10 billion pump system there as well. Give us the state of the city right now. Airlines have stopped flying into the city as a result. So give us a lay of the land of New
Orleans. Well, I give you the big picture is that Katrina, as many of the folks know in the nation, was a life-changing event, hopefully for the country and certainly for us in New Orleans. And we have spent that time remembering what that was like and preparing for whatever would come our way. And so we have now had $10 billion of investments in a Category 3 levee system. This storm at this moment does not threaten that. So we feel really good about the strength of the levees to withstand whatever wind or water this event's going to bring us. That's a good news. The bad news is that these storms bring something that you always don't expect. And so we prepare for the unexpected. Right now, the thing that troubles us about this storm is how slow it's gone. Usually these things blow through at 18, 19, 20 miles, per hour. This one has slowed down to 10 or 11. And when it does that, it stays over you for a long period of time. It can drop a huge amount of water on you. And so even though the levees will hold, if we get a huge amount of water intensely over a long period of time, there could be flooding inside of the city. There are also some areas outside of New Orleans that are outside of the levee system that we think are at risk. So, we have to be prepared for that. The good news is that everybody's on point. President Obama called yesterday. We have been in communication with him and his staff from the beginning. The governor's team is on point. All the local officials have been working together. The interoperability that we didn't have post-September 11th and we didn't have during Katrina, we have now, so we can talk to each other. So we feel like we're in really good shape in terms of preparation. But here's the deal. Everybody's got to do what they're supposed to do because execution on this is important, especially the citizens. And so we're really just telling people that even though this is a Category 1, man, 85, 90, 95, 100-mile-an-hour winds are strong winds that can hurt you. And so the way people get hurt in these storms is by not being humble, by not taking them seriously, by doing silly things like running out to the lakefront to see if it feels good for the water to splash up on you and then getting sucked into the water.
Oh,
right? No, you laugh. But,
that happens, yeah.
So I have to be really clear with people about basic stuff. Don't go run outside. You might get hit by a down power line and electrocuted, or you might get hit by a stop sign that gets knocked off its pole, or you might get pulled into water, or you might fall in a manhole cover that came up, or you might fall in a canal because you don't know where it begins and ends because of the water. So
these kids today, huh?
Mayor, are people? I was just seeing Senator David Vitter with Soledad. Are people evacuating, or are they simply bracing themselves within the city? How is that even?
Well, two things, Roland. Both you and Tom have spent a lot of time down here. Y'all are actually official citizens out of this moment.
But we're not going to pay taxes
No, you can come. But people down here are battle-tested. And one of the things that they have really worked hard on is preparing. We spend a lot of time telling people, look, get a plan. You guys know what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, depending on the size of the storm. If it gets to be a certain level, we'll do a mandatory evacuation. The indications of this storm did not call for that. But what it does call for is people to execute their plan. And one of them was, if you can leave and if you want to leave within a certain time. Now, we're pretty much past that window. That window has closed. Everybody that left got out of here. Now the message is, well, if you stayed, hunker down and do what you're supposed to do. Clean out your storm drains, clean out your gutters, make sure you cover up your windows, and stay inside and play cards with your mama. And that's kind of the plan right now. Now, all of our emergency teams are all set where they need to be. Uh-huh. We have National Guard in place. We have boats in place because the next piece of this thing is rotted out. And then right after that, it's to the extent that we need it, God willing, is rescue. And we're prepared with resources to get into the areas that we need to get into. Again, we're preparing for the worst. We're hoping for the best. We feel good about our preparations. But so much of this depends on whether everybody does what they're supposed to do, helps each other out, doesn't put themselves in harm's way. Because when folks do that, and it's the middle of a storm, it stresses the emergency guys that got to get into places where they otherwise wouldn't be able to go. So that's going to be the next phase of it. And then, of course, the big issue is how long this bad boy is going to stay over us and just dump water on us, because that can give us electrical outages for long times, which, as you know, cause huge problems, and then the flooding. So, you know, we feel like we're in good shape, but, you know, again, and we've seen a lot of these things. It's like wanting to fight a gorilla, and you don't know exactly how big it's going to be till it comes around the corner.
Hey, man,
we'll wait and see.
I'm running out of time.
Sure.
One silly question. What about the Saints?
Saints going to the Super Bowl, Thomas.
I mean, but aren't
you have tickets?
Don't they have to evacuate?
Well, I'm
and they need practice. They need practice bad.
I'll call Mr. Benson as soon as we get off the phone. But my story is we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go with that. Who
okay,
that?
All right.
Who
all right.
That? Who that?
Who that? Who that going to the Super Bowl and can't practice because of the storm?
Stop it.
23-23. Pass the hour.